So thank you all for being here. This is the meeting of the Arizona Board of Psychologists Examiners Application Review Committee. And it is March 31st, 2022, and the time is 7:33 a.m. I don't know if Ms. Folks is on, but Ms. Folks, Ms. Pakkanen, could you do the roll call, please?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Kathy must not be available, so I will do it. Dr. Malott?
Here.
And Dr. Catarino?
Present.
Thank you. You have a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for all the work that goes into these meetings. And thank you, Ms. Galvin, for joining us early this morning. We all got the memo, except you, Heidi. So we all got maroonish red. So you have a nice little maroon. Oh. Ms. Dr. Hansberger, we will, it's a very short agenda, so we'll do you when your time comes up. And I'm glad you're here because I do have questions. Let's move to item number 3, approval of the minutes. Do I hear a motion to approve?
I would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we move to item number 4, and Dr. Catarino, if you don't mind, I am going to talk about 6 of the 7 candidates in section 1.
That's all totally fine. No problem.
Are reapplications, and including the one is a new, is also technically a reapplication, except they're in their third, you know, this is their fourth attempt. And they had to submit, Dr. Stevens had to submit a very detailed study plan. And I thought this plan was very detailed. So I just wanted to ask you, on any of the candidates, except for Dr. Jakubowski, except for that one, we will discuss separately. Did you have any questions? We've got all of them very recently.
I had a question just on Veronica Poore, but I wrote to Kathy because I didn't see that all the numbers were listed, but she found it, so that's fine. Okay. I wasn't sure if she needed a different study plan, but I realize now we're treating part 1 and part 2 separately.
So yeah, so part fine. 2, I was surprised to see how many part 2s made it on this list. So
yes.
It's a little worrisome because there's not a whole lot of study materials out there, and people are, and it was across the board. I was looking for like program, like is there a certain, like school psych, maybe they don't do as much diagnostic, you know, like.
I think they do more diagnostic, less therapy.
Huh? Yeah.
I think school psych does more diagnostic, less therapy.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I meant that. But sometimes their diagnostic is more kids. So I was thinking of adults.
Yes, well, that's true. Yes.
Yeah. So, it was across the board. There was no pattern. I couldn't find a pattern. You know, there were 3 different programs. So, I think it's feedback for ASBPB. I think our students definitely need more study material. I saw clinical psych, I saw school psych, and I saw a doctoral, PhD, clinical, you know, so it was across the board. Kind of a little worrisome to me to see that. Anyway, but I had no questions about their re-app, and hopefully they have a better idea now what to expect. And the other last candidate in this category is Nadia Jakubowski. And Dr. Nadia Jakubowski is submitting pre-doc and pre-internship hours for her to meet the supervisor. All of our other stuff seemed fine. In terms of her pre-internship hours, I found 1,000 hours that met the requirements, her second practicum and her third. Her first one did not. And her postdoc was also kind of funky. But because we had 2, I was okay with her.
Yeah, me too. I thought there were so many, and I looked and there was one that was met all the requirements. So
yeah, yeah,
there was enough there.
Mm-hmm.
Because the total hours you submitted were like over about 5,000.
Yeah.
So then there, yes, it was.
Yeah. So I was okay. Did you have any other questions on her?
No.
No. So I'll go ahead and make the motion to move all the candidates listed under 1 through 7 under number 4A to the full board to sit for the EPPPN licensure.
I second the motion.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We can move to item B, requesting approval of supervised temporary licensure and to sit for the EPPP. And I'm going to, and Dr. Hansberger is here, so you will be there. You'll be available to answer questions. Do you want to do a quick review, Dr. Katarina?
Well, I have this. Let me see where it is. Well, I can't find it right now, but I know the only question I had was about the dates for the internship. And I wrote to Kathy because they had the same year that she started and finished. And so the supervisor corrected that.
Okay, thank you. So I had a question, and I know I saw Kathy joining us. I thought the coursework was fine. I saw definitely at least 5 quarter hours in each category, so that was fine. My question was the transcript for Capella. It looks a little better this morning. I'm trying to make it.
What about the transcript?
So I'm looking at the transcript. It says unofficial. And Kathy, do you have an official one?
I don't know if she heard.
Madam Chair, Kathy's been messaging me. She's had audio difficulty, so she left the meeting and rejoined, and it seems that it has not resolved. So
let's ask, since we have Dr. Hansberger on the line. Dr. Hansberger, did you submit your official transcripts?
I did, and Kathy did confirm that everything was received, so it was sent from Capella directly.
Yeah. I guess did you also submit unofficials?
I did, just for record.
Yes, and that's fine. That's very helpful to do unofficials. So I think the only thing is, I don't think the officials were uploaded, and so I just needed to confirm that we had, I see Capella, let me see.
I apologize.
Madam Chair, I have an update from Kathy. She's indicated that the one received was directly from Capella, but she wasn't aware that it was unofficial.
Because it says unofficial copy.
Yeah. Oh, let me look at that then. Oh.
It does say unofficial copy?
Yeah.
I did find my paper. I did have another question, so I found it. Okay.
I did request an official copy, and I had to pay for it, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. So I'm looking at all your coursework, degree posted, internship, Doctor of Psychology, specialization clinical, so that's good. And let me just check. Sometimes when it copies, it does do that, you know, because the minute you make a copy, it becomes unofficial. The official has to be like that. There is that's going on, and it was received by the board, I can see, on January 3rd, 2022. So, you know, I think, and I'm looking, your degree was posted on 9/30/2021. Is that correct?
Correct.
I see what you're referring to. Yes, the Grand Canyon was official, but that is not.
And Madam Chair, Kathy is essentially agreeing with what you are saying, that by virtue of it having been copied, that's why it's reflecting that it's unofficial. But she said the official one is on file. So
that's good. I just wanted to verify, because we are supposed to have official. And normally when you copy, you see the pink color, the blue color, but this one looked very black and white, you know?
Mm.
I see all your syllabi and your coursework. They look good. And you had a question on...
The ASAP, it said that that was begun in July of 19, but it had no ending date. And then the other one was corrected. I don't know. I just wrote down the ASAP practicum. It said that it was began July of 2019.
So are you using okay, so internship says 2020. I see that corrected. 2021, you had 2,073 hours.
Correct.
And
I'm not using practicum right now because there wasn't enough supervision hours.
Okay.
So I am going to be using my postdoc because I am, getting more supervision with my postdoc to cover the supervision hours.
Okay, so let me just check here.
Because what I was referring to was a practicum. So if she's not using it, then...
And if in temporary licensure, she doesn't have to, as long as we have a...
yeah, and she has the postdoc too.
A plan in place.
And then the other question I had was the internship. It said it began October 21 and ended September of 21. But that's what we wrote to the supervisor and they corrected that.
Yep. Dr. Davis did send that over to Kathy yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. Yes. But if you're not using the ASAP, otherwise I would have put the date of the ending date. That's all.
And you may want to correct that for the file, Dr. Hansberger, just, so because we keep our records, you never know from years from now if you needed to show that. It's good to have an accurate file.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I definitely will make sure it's corrected. I do have a copy at home. Mm-hmm. Would you like me to send that to Kathy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they have it on file. Yeah. Otherwise, once the dates were fixed, I have no questions. Okay. I went through the coursework, and it did line up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, so thank you, Dr. Hansberger, for being here. And really thank you for making sure your application is complete. That's always very helpful to the committee.
So the page, it's page 76, I think, where it just said ASAP 719 to present. But I think it would be better to put the exact date. Because this is what, March 1st? 2020.
Yeah, it's done because she's graduated.
Yeah, so that's the only one. Okay,
so you want to make a motion, Dr. Katerina?
Yes, make a motion that we accept the application of Jacqueline Hansberger for the temporary licensure.
And sit for the ECCC.
Sit for the ECCC.
Mm-hmm. I second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. We're good to go. Thank you again, Dr. Hansberger, for being here.
Thank you.
Next is requesting approval for licensure by credential. It's 4C. We have two candidates, Dr. Kraus and Dr. Johnson have both submitted their CPQs for review and approval. Those are very easy apps to review.
Dr. Cruz, yes, is licensed in Tennessee and a graduate of the University of Montana with a PhD. I think
no problem.
The Tennessee license has expired, but the Texas and Florida were still in effect. So I see no problem. And Dr. Johnson, graduate of University of Rhode Island, went to APA and APIC internship. And has a self CPQ, and I see no problem with that either.
Yes. I go ahead and make the motion to approve for licensure by credential. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We can move to item number 5, new agenda items for future meetings.
I don't have any.
Yeah. Yep. This was a sweet and short meeting. Yes. So thank you. It's nice to have one of those.
And I really appreciated getting it on Sunday because my weeks are busy. So this was great.
Yeah. And wish y'all, I won't see y'all for about 4 months.
Really?
I'm on the complaints screening committee next rotation. Thank you. I've always enjoyed this committee and
thank you for your guidance. Very helpful.
In 3 weeks, I get to speak a lot about our licensure process at ASPPB. So I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, just to learn, I mean, our committee, our panel has been meeting and lots of great things that I will learn and bring back. So maybe we can put it as an agenda item for a future. Oh, we can do it at the full board meeting. You know, some of the things that they're doing, what I've heard so far is really interesting. So maybe it'd be an agenda item for when we come back. So.
And, that's great.
Heidi, I know I will see you in person after 2 years. And are you coming, Jeannie? Jean? No.
I am not.
Oh, okay. So are you going, Dr. Katarina? No.
No.
Okay. But Todd is going, right?
He has a conflict with the dates, but he would very much like to go to the annual meeting in October. So we will have Dr. Davis Wilson and from staff, me, Jennifer, and Kathy. Since the agenda is so much about licensure, this is such an amazing opportunity for Kathy to do a deep dive into some of these issues and topics.
It's definitely regulation, staffing, and how the quickness of processing, you know, that's something else we're going to be sharing. So it'll be very exciting.
Well, that was interesting because one of the applicants said that she went to another state and they had a faster turnaround.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what system are we going to be using?
It's called Ventia.
Okay. Sarah from Missouri was mentioning a couple. So anyway, okay. Well, we can move to item number 6, which is adjournment. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. And
thank you.
See you, I guess before that, we'll still see you online. So.
Okay.